South Dakota House of Representatives will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today will be Father Brian Fawcett from Fort Pierre, St. John's. Leading our pledge today will be Pages Deidre Beck and Daisy Beck, both of Pierre.
Let us pray. Good and gracious God, in the final days of our legislative session, we come humbly before you to ask for your blessings. Bless our legislators with wisdom and understanding to make the difficult choices that are facing our state at this time. Bless all our citizens of the great state of South Dakota with the necessities of life and help us always to live according to your will. We ask all these things in your name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Clerk, will please call the roll.
Abdallah, Blake, Bolin, Boomgarden, Bruner, Carson, Consett, Cronin, Dielstra, Dennard, Dryden, Elliott, Fargin, Feichert, Feinstein, Gibson, Gosch, Greenfield, Hager, Hanson, Hawley, Hickey, Hoffman, Hubble, Hunhoff, Hunt, Ironclad, Jensen, Jones, Junkie, Killer, Kirkaby, Kirschman, Klochek, Kopp, List, Lucas, Less, Nagstad, Miller, Mosier, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olson, Perry, Romkama, Rosem, Russell, Schaefer, Schramm, Sigdesad, Sly, Solemn, Steele, Street, Strickers, Tarno, Tulson, Turberville, Van Gerpen, Vanneman, Venner, Vergio, White, Wick, Wilson, Wink, Wismer, Speaker, Roush. Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure, respectful of the reports that the Chief of House has had under consideration in the House Journal of the 31st day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Val Roush, Chair.
All those in favor of approval of the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. We have some guests with us today. Do we have a bunch of fourth graders from Spearfish here? They're in the back in blue and orange. Red. Maybe I stayed out too late. Maybe my eyes are red, huh? Fourth graders from Spearfish and their teacher, Kathy Christensen and Carlene Schleip. Would you please stand, all you? Welcome. Granted, ma'am.
I'd just like to bring a warm welcome to my dad, who came to come pick me up since it's the last day. So, if you all want to give a warm welcome to the man that brought me in. Well, my mom did too, but he was a little bit of a help.
Is our doctor of the day here? Somewhere? Doctor, there we go. Marion Petrosco from Sioux Falls. Steve Schrader from Miller. Well, welcome. Thank you. They did switch on us. Reports of standing committees.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Health and Human Services respectfully reports that Senate Bills 136, 140, and 149 do pass. Jamie Boomgarden, Chair. The Committee on Taxation respectfully reports that Senate Bill 102 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. Mark K. Willitson, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bills 1040, 1069, 1155, 1157, 1180, 1215, 1217, and 1256, which have passed the Senate without change. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Bill 1174, which has been amended by the Senate. Also, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to return here with House Concurrent Resolution 1013, in which the Senate has concurred. And lastly, Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the Senate has concurred in House amendments to Senate Bills 68, 130, and 146. Respectfully, Trudy Evanstead, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
Representative Wick moves that House Page Resolution 4 be adopted.
Is there a second? All those in favor of the Wick motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Representative Wick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this, and for the pages, this resolution was signed by every representative, and the resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the House of Representatives of the 86th Legislature of the State of South Dakota to Daisy Beck, Deidre Beck, Joseph Drew, Brandon Fleming, Jancy Hager, Samuel Kuhn, Rachel Myros, Kia Miller, Joanna Olson, Lauren Pfeiffer, Megan Pusher, Reed Rasmussen, Ruth Trotter, Hannah Wehrling. Whereas the above named served loyally as pages for the House of Representatives of the 86th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 86th House of Representatives expressed their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for every success in life, now therefore be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 86th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of this resolution be duly certified and furnished to each page on this last day of service. It was adopted and signed on the 3rd of March with signatures by Speaker Val Rausch and Chief Clerk of the House, Karen Gertes. So as I read your names, if you'll come across, the first again is Daisy Beck. Your applause is very welcome at this point. Deidre Beck. Joseph Drew. Brandon Fleming. Jancy Hager. Samuel Kuhn. For those that don't know about it, Samuel is from Switzerland. Rachel Myros. Kia Miller. Joanna Olson. Lauren Pfeiffer. Megan Pusher. Reed Rasmussen. Ruth Trotter. Hannah Wehrling. Now again, I would like to thank all the pages, and let's give them one more round of applause for all the work.
Thank you, pages. Back to work.
Mr. Speaker?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Personal privilege granted.
Okay, on behalf of all of the pages, I just wanted to thank all of you so much. We've all had a really beneficial experience. You've all been very accommodating, and I know we're all very sad to leave. It's been a quick 2 weeks, so thank you.
Thank you.
Representative Carson moves that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1008.
Is there a second? Representative Carson's motion to concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1008 haven't been moved in seconds, up for discussion. Representative Carson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There was a few things that I did not mention yesterday about House about Senate Bill 188 that I would like to just bring to. I'm sorry. House Bill 108. Appropriations would like to concur in it. Basically, it went to the Senate. They filled out the exact geographical location and sent it back.
Further remarks? Hearing none, the question for the House is Representative Carson's motion that we do concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 1008. All those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and it is a two-thirds vote.
Representatives Abdallah, Dennard, Feichert, Feinstein, Klochek. Klochek is aye. Okay.
Feinstein is aye.
Feinstein's aye.
Feichert is aye.
Feichert's aye. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 64, nays 3.
Carson motion, having received two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed, and we are concurred in Senate amendments to 1008.
Representative Perry moves that the House do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1175.
The Perry motion have been moved and second that we do concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1175. Are there any remarks? Representative Perry.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the House, this is the Jumpstart Scholarship Bill. When it went over to the Senate, the Department of Education had a couple of technical amendments in defining the appropriate language between the junior and senior year and dealing with the calculation of the scholarship. I would ask your concurrence with those amendments.
Any further remarks? Hearing none. Question before the House is Representative Perry's motion that we do concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 1175. All those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. Clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 52, nays 15.
Representative Perry's motion that we do concur in the Senate amendments to House Bill 1175 and receive majority vote of members elect hereby passed.
Representative Carson moves that the House do not concur in Senate amendments to House Bill 1248. and that a committee of three on the part of the House be appointed to meet with a like committee on the part of the Senate to adjust the differences between the two houses.
Representative Carson's motion has been moved and seconded up for discussion. Are there any remarks? Representative Turbeville.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen, let me refresh your memory real quick. Like, House Bill 1248 is the governor's bill to repeal the sunset clause of the 1.5% increase in the gross receipts tax posed on visitor-related services in 2009. It makes permanent that 0.5-penny tourism promotion tax that was set to be repealed on June 30th of 2011. The increased revenue generated by the half-penny tax is vital to South Dakota's visitors industry. Not only does it provide well over $1 million for the tourism industry, these funds also support the work of the South Dakota Arts Council and South Dakota State Historical Society. This body gave overwhelming support to this legislation with a vote of 64-3. However, the bill has been amended in the Senate and now adds an 18-month sunset clause set for December 31st, 2012. This date is completely unworkable as it cuts off funding for the South Dakota Arts Council, the Archaeological Research Center in Rapid City, and Tourism's Matching Dollar Challenge Cooperative. Please join me in not concurring with the Senate's action and send this bill to a conference committee. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, I'm going to ask that we go ahead and concur. This is the first time I've advocated for extending this tax in any way, shape, or form, but I believe that this is an appropriate action that was taken by the Senate. 2 years ago, when we passed the tourism tax in the first place, it was intended to be a temporary program. They've said the closest thing we'll ever know here on earth to eternal life is a government program, and in this case, a tax intended to be temporary that we're being asked to make permanent in perpetuity. So I'm advocating for going ahead and concurring in Senate amendments to the bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Hanhoff.
I would urge that we vote to do not concur and send it to a conference committee. My understanding of this bill, and I was in taxation committee a couple of years ago, along with the previous speaker, admittedly, when this came up, and I think it was my amendment that created it, and I do not recall, and we created it in a bipartisan way. I do not think that we created this with the idea that it would be a temporary tax. We needed a permanent fix to arts funding, history funding, and tourism promotion funding. We wanted a permanent fix, and the only way we got the last couple of votes, I recall, was through a sunset. And this needs to be made permanent, but at the very least, it needs to be made workable, which is all we're asking with this vote today. So we need a green vote to do not concur. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing none, this is a voice vote. All those in favor of the Carson motion to not concur and appoint signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries. Speaker appoints to such committees as Representative Lust, Turbeville, and Fargin. Lust, Turbeville, Fargin.
Representative Carson moves that the House do now reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 188 lost.
A second. Representative Carson's motion have been moved and seconded up for discussion. Are there any remarks? Representative Carson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Senate Bill 188, there's a few things that I had it on the floor yesterday that I should have mentioned that I did not. This is an act to take away the 50% reimbursement to
Representative, we cannot go into the contents of the bill, just the reasons why we should reconsider.
Very fine, thank you.
Thank you.
Cost of tuition reimbursement is at 141%. is one of the things I did not mention yesterday. Support for this bill is from the Military and Veterans Affairs, the General, the Governor's Office, and when we had this bill up in committee, we did not have any of the military service organizations speak against it, nor did the National Guards. Thank you. I appreciate your green vote.
Thank you. Further remarks? Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Question for the sponsor.
We're not debating the merits of the bill, only the reason to reconsider the vote in which it was lost.
May I speak to the reconsideration then?
Please.
What was not exhibited yesterday or today is how many South Dakota National Guard members have reenlisted underneath their contract with the provisions.
We cannot go into the merits of the bill, only the reason to that you would ask it to not be reconsidered.
I would ask that the members of this good body steel their resolve in following their good instincts of yesterday and voting this bill down. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on the motion to reconsider for which it was lost? Hearing none, the question before the House is Representative Carson's motion that the House do reconsider the vote by which Senate Bill 188 lost. All those in favor will vote yea. All those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk, will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 41, nays 26.
Representative Carson's motion to reconsider the vote by which 188 lost, having received majority vote of the members elect, hereby declared passed. Senate Bill 188 will be placed on the bottom of today's calendar.
Representative Boland moves that the Committee on Local Government be instructed to deliver Senate Bill 71 to the floor of the House pursuant to Joint Rule 7-7.
Representative Boland's motion has been moved and seconded. It's up for discussion. Are there any remarks?
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Boland.
I would just like to make some brief remarks about the reason why Senate Bill 71 should be brought to the floor. At this time, I would like again to move Joint Rule 7-7 in regard to Senate Bill 71. I want to state without reservation that Senate Bill 71 did receive a full and fair procedural hearing before the Local Government Committee. Our chairman provided ample time for comment, and during the committee on March 1st, this was the only bill considered. Procedurally, no one can complain about how this bill was handled. That is not why I am bringing this action today. Instead, I believe that this bill is one of those rare instances that deserves to come before the whole body, no matter what the assigned committee may decide. Senate Bill 71 involves matters of public safety and possible life and death. It is not like other bills which have been debated this session. For this reason alone, it should come before this body. Furthermore, this bill is supported by the public in overwhelming numbers.
Please, merits of why it should be smoked out, not merits of the bill, please.
I will conclude my remarks with that at this present time. Thank you.
Thank you. Any further remarks? Representative Kirkaby.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is with humble heart that I would ask this body to not support the attempted smoke out 7-7 on this bill. I'm not even going to mention the bill. I was extremely pleased that the previous speaker did in fact state that it had a full and fair hearing. That on itself is enough merits to warrant that you in fact do not support this. You could argue on any bill about the some of the alleged verbiage which was supplied about public safety. That is not the issue here. And in fact, to go along with it, with this bill being the only bill on our calendar 2 days ago, it was fully discussed and calendared over 2 weeks ago. This bill was fully debated for two complete hours. I'm not going to allow or insult this body that just because the outcome of a proposed bill is reason enough to have a full and complete debate on the House floor is not worthy. It does not have the merits. I can't emphasize enough, Mr. Speaker, that this bill did in fact have two complete hours of testimony. It's unfortunate that the sponsor of this proposed smoke out is not supportive of the actual vote tally on this, but I need to remind everybody here, we don't win every battle that we try to get involved with. With that, Mr. Speaker, I would implore this body to stay in their seats. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Representative Dilstro.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. this bill, and I'm going to elaborate on some of the chairman's comments, it was extremely fair hearing. It did take all 2 hours. There were 18 proponents for the bill in the room and only three opponents. It was extremely fair, and it did not make it out of committee. We moved it to the 41st day, 8-5. I also strongly encourage you to stay in your chair. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks? Representative Rosem.
You know, I'm going to say vote green to bring this back to the floor. And the reason I say that is because after reading the article in my hometown newspaper and agreeing wholeheartedly with the fact that this bill did not do enough, that we need to go more, and also knowing that a bill would have come this year had one of my cohorts thought they could have gotten it with all handheld devices to be a bill and chose to go. So my point is, let's give it a chance. We need to get something on the books. You heard me say
point of order. Thank you. Further remarks? Hearing none, the question before us is Representative Boland's motion to exercise Joint Rule 7-7. All those in favor will please stand. Everyone else, please sit. That motion fails. Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Lust moves that the reports of the Standing Committees on Appropriations on Senate Bill 124 and 133 and 200 on pages 592 to 594, Commerce and Energy on Senate Bill 44 and Judiciary and Senate Bill 31 be adopted.
All those in favor of the Lust motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Pretty excited one there. Ladies and gentlemen, we're now going to enter our part of the calendar that is the consent calendar. These bills have came through the committee process. They did not have any opposing testimony or opposing votes. And as an efficiency measure on our part, they have simply asked the committee to accept their recommendation that we pass these bills. Any member can pull a bill from this and debate it if they wish. The bills that are on the consent can be asked questions by members of the body as we go through the process. Consent calendar.
Senate Bill 76, an act to exempt certain gift certificates and closed-loop prepaid cards from the unclaimed property divisions. Senate Bill 48, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the consumption of distilled spirits in public and to provide certain penalties for consumption of alcoholic beverages. And Representative List has requested that Senate Bill 48 be removed from the consent calendar. Senate Bill 132, an act to provide the right of first refusal to construct and own electric transmission lines to incumbent electric utilities. And Senate Bill 202, an act to revise the State Workers' Compensation Advisory Council.
Senate Bill 76, Senate Bill 132, and Senate Bill 202, having had their second reading, are up for consideration and final passage. Are there any questions? Hearing none, the question before the House is final consideration of the consent calendar. All those in favor will vote yea. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine. Members shall proceed to vote. Representative Boomgarden. Granted, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Found another little one running around outside on that cold day. Brought him in to feed him again. Owen is a little four-year-old of mine I have at home, and I have had him going around this morning taking pictures of everybody. If anybody wants to buy their picture back because he kind of took it at an odd angle, they're being sold for 25 cents a piece when we go into the school district.
Representative Weck.
Personal privilege?
Granted, sir.
I think you should sell the good ones because those are worth a buck a piece or more. He's a good photographer already.
He gets that from his mother.
Representative Schaefer. Representative Schaefer. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk, will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 66.
Consent calendar, having received majority vote of the members elect, hereby declared passed. Any questions on the titles? Hearing none, titles deemed correct. Second reading, Senate bills. Representative Lost.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that we defer the remainder of today's calendar until Monday, the 33rd legislative day.
All those in favor of the Lust motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion carries. Announcements. Representative Cronin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Immediately following session, there'll be a presentation in room 414 for anyone pretty much east of the James River, it looks like. They're having some the Big Sioux River flooding potential, and they want to keep the legislators in that part of the state informed as to what the potential disasters are and the emergency response efforts that are underway right now. So the governor asked if you have a chance, stop up there after session.
Thank you. Flood control meeting directly after session. Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, most of you have received an email saying there's an overview on gas and oil exploration in South Dakota Monday after session. Well, the House Commerce and Energy Committee will also be having that same briefing at 10 a.m. on Monday, after which we will discuss our summer study topics. Thank you. In 464. Thank you.
Further announcements? Representative Hunt.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. A reminder to everyone, you have a reminder on your desk about bringing cookies for the Capital Club. Please bring those and put them in room 366. Then they'll be served to you on Wednesday, March 9th and Thursday, March 10th.
Very good. Cookies, I like that. Further announcements? Representative Junkie.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There's a subcommittee on the revenue projections for the appropriators will meet on Monday morning at 8 o'clock in room 499. There's four House members, four Senate members to marry the proposal that we saw this morning from BFMM and the LRC, and the subcommittees will meet in 499 at 8 o'clock. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. Representative Tolson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Please listen up. You have 1 week
to sign my baseball. I would like everyone in the house here to sign that. And I'll have, if there's not enough room, I'll bring another baseball. But please come over. I'd like to have your autograph. Thank you.
Thank you. Conference Committee on Senate Bill 96, Monday, March 7th, room 423, 9 a.m. Representatives Cronin, Boomgarden, and Feikert. Senate Bill 96, conference room, Monday, 9 a.m. Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just a quick note. Last night, the inaugural Law Enforcement Appreciation Day in CASA charity shoot was a great success. I'm sorry we had such a short notice. We're still accepting donations. We're at over about $880. For those good gentlemen that lost that gentlemanly agreement, I would accept those proceeds as contributions to CASA. The contributions this year will be going to the First Circuit Court CASA, which covers about five counties, with Mitchell being the headquarters. Next year's event should be a little bit better organized and will be representative of all the CASA organizations. And anybody interested in making that event next year a bigger success than this year, I'd appreciate that assistance. But thank you very much. And for the record, the old cop beat some of the young cops. Top score was 49 out of 50 points. The second score was Matt McCauley had 48, and Brent Sosterman, the young highway patrolman, had 48. Senator Rampelberg represented the Senate with a score of 47. So the traveling trophy will stay in the House with the top score coming from the House. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. Good job. Further announcements? Speaker has several acts to sign, so if at least one person would stay with Representative Turbeville for a few minutes, I'd appreciate it. Otherwise, drive safe and have a very fun weekend. Speaker signing an act to provide jurisdiction for clerk magistrates to accept certain penalties. An act to divine electronic communication devices for certain crimes involving threatening or harassing calls. An act to prohibit certain political advertising and highway right-of-ways. An act to revise various trust provisions. An act to revise the rate of insurance company premium and annuity taxes applied to court appearance bonds and to establish an annual fee for certificate of authority for domestic insurers and suing court appearance bonds. An act to require the person in charge of local elections to notify the Secretary of State when the dates of elections have been set. An act to revise and repeal certain outdated provisions regarding land surveying. An act to repeal certain refund provisions of the motor vehicle tax, motor fuel tax, and certain non-highway agriculture use motor fuels, and to provide for the distribution of motor fuel tax. An act to establish certain legislative findings pertaining to the decision of a pregnant mother concerning termination of her relationship with her child by an abortion, to establish certain procedures to better ensure that such decisions are voluntary, uncoerced, and informed, and to revise certain causes of action for professional negligence relating to performance of an abortion. Shorter to read the bill. An act to revise certain provisions regarding the sale of new or used vehicles, sale certain emergency vehicles. An act to revise certain provisions relating to school district unreserved fund balances. An act to appropriate certain funds for the construction of a new dairy manufacturing plant at South Dakota State University and declare an emergency. An act to make an appropriation from the Coordinated Natural Resources Fund to the State Conservation Commission and to declare an emergency. Next, provide for the Visitation Grant Advisory Group. Next, revise certain evidentiary rules relating to statements of children. Next, remove the requirement of a prior felony conviction for a fourth and subsequent driving under the influence offenses. An act to provide for the regulation and licensure of birth centers. An act to revise the time period to update certain sex offender registration information and to require the collection of passport and professional license information for such registration purposes. An act to create the crime of possessing, selling, or distributing certain substances intended for the purpose of intoxication. An act to add a tribal member who is certified law enforcement officer to the Law Enforcement Officer Standard Commission. An act to revise certain provisions regarding what organizations qualify for an exemption, a sales tax, as a relief agency, and religious educational institution. An act to revise certain health insurance standards for patient protection. An act to provide that the state treasurer shall receive certain cost penalties in certain alcoholic beverage cases. An act to revise certain provisions relating to the previous appropriation for renovation of the nursing care building, South Dakota Veterans Home campus, and to deliver an emergency. An act to authorize South Dakota Building Authority and Department of Military Veteran Affairs to provide for the design, construction, and equipping of the Veterans Home, Hot Springs, and declare an emergency. An act to provide that interest paid on negative balances in employers' experience rating accounts be credited to their experience rating accounts. An act to reduce the minimum size for improvement districts. An act to revise certain provisions relating to county veterans' memorials. An act to clarify the municipality's ability to assess a fee for street maintenance. An act to repeal the revision and revise certain provisions related to building energy codes. An act to revise certain provisions concerning the employment of city manager and to declare an emergency. An act to revise provisions concerning special alcoholic beverage license issued in conjunction with special events. An act to extend for 2 years the period of time in which school districts may expend capital outlay funds for certain transportation, insurance, energy, and utility costs. An act to revise certain provisions regarding the notice requirements for changes in zoning requested by landowners. An act to revise certain provisions relating to sureties for water user district treasurers. An act to revise the amount of compensation that water user district directors may receive. An act to revise certain provisions relating to the expenditure of water user district funds. An act to revise the time period for computing unemployment insurance employer contribution rates. An act to exempt from state regulations certain medical foster home care for veterans. Connect to expand the application of Nexus for the purpose of collecting sales and use taxes owed to the state. Enact to revise certain provisions regarding certain state purchases of supplies and services. Enact to make appropriation for the Water and Environment Fund and Water Pollution Control Revolving Fund Subfund and the Drinking Water Revolving Fund Subfund for various water environmental purposes to revise the state water plan and to declare an emergency. Enact to revise certain budgetary provisions relating to certain funds received from the federal government. Enact to revise certain allocations for disabilities in the state aid for special education formula. Representative Turbeville.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor of adjournment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
We are adjourned.
No.